Today is Monday, September 13th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Oh my gosh, it was such a busy weekend. Mark and I both, I guess we're both getting old. So and I guess I shouldn't talk about Mark getting old. I should let him make those comments if he wants to. He's younger than me, so he'll always be young to me. But both of us were so tired after the party. So Friday night, as per usual, recorded Mix Minus. Everything went great there. We did finish early because Daniel wanted to go to, I think they were going to Disney, Kel Surprise. They wanted to go to Disney. I think they were going to Animal, what's it called? Safari Zone, Animal Kingdom, something. The one that has animals. Anyway, and it's my favorite one because I love animals. But he wanted to do that. Zach wanted to do that. And so they were going to get up early to go there on Saturday. And Mark and I had to get ready for the housewarming party. And it's always precarious because, I don't know, I set myself up for failure because, you know, Filipinos, from my experience, like a different kind of dessert and a different type of food than we like here in the States. Their foods are not as sweet, or their desserts are not as sweet as ours. They don't really focus as much on pies and cakes. They do a lot of rice-based, and they do have flan, but they do some things that we don't do here. They like mochi, and which like is like a rice-based dessert. They also like a lot of fruits in cream and like other things like that that we don't really do. And I'm not used to making those kind of desserts. And, you know, but dessert is my forte. So I'm like, if I can do anything, I can do a dessert. But I decided, okay, I'm going to do creme brulee, or not creme brulee, I'm going to do panna cotta. And if you guys hear a lawnmower, I apologize. My next door neighbor is mowing, and I don't know if the noise removal is going to get rid of that or not, but it is what it is. He's cute, and sometimes he will mow shirtless, and so I can look out the window and see his shirtless abs. But my blinds are closed at the moment, and I'm recording, so I'm not going to be able to give you an update on that. However, you may hear the lawnmower. That's all I'm saying. So I had to cook. And Mark's like, oh, don't do anything that's going to stress yourself out. So I thought, okay, I'm going to do panna cotta, but I'm going to make a strawberry gel or a strawberry jelly or, you know, a kind of a thick strawberry jam. And I'm going to put that on the bottom. And then I'm going to put the panna cotta on top. That way, when you're eating the panna cotta, you get this little strawberry experience. I'll do half of them that way and half of them just regular vanilla. And I had made panna cotta before, but I hadn't done the strawberry jam. But I thought, how hard can it be, really? So I had bought strawberries at the store. And Friday night, I was going to do it before we recorded Mix Minus. And so I cut up the strawberries. I found a recipe. But as you do, you know, I looked around for multiple recipes. And then I kind of mix and match. You know, I combine recipes for good or ill. That's kind of what I do. And so, anyway, I started doing that. I cut up the strawberries, and it was 4 cups or something. You're supposed to put sugar on top and let it macerate for a certain amount of time. And then no water, just sugar, because the juices start coming out of the strawberries when you macerate it. And I, you know, and then after 30 minutes to an hour, something like that, you put it in a pan, you bring it up to a boil, because theoretically juices have released. And then you mix gel. It said strawberry flavored gelatin. What they meant was Jell-O. Well, I had actual gelatin that I had bought for the panna cotta. And I thought, well, a lot of these recipes call for gelatin, so I'll just put gelatin in. Well, I've not used gelatin that much. So I sprinkle the gelatin on top of the boiling mixture. You're not supposed to do that. You live and you learn. So anyway, I messed it up. The gelatin clumped to hell. And I couldn't save it. And so I thought, okay, I'm just going to buy strawberry jelly. But that I'm just going to buy. There's a really good strawberry preserve that they sell at the store. I thought, you know what? I'll just buy that. That'll save me time. But I didn't have time to go to the store because we were recording. And so I was like, okay, fine. I'll just do it tomorrow. So Saturday, I had a full day of making panna cotta. I made the chocolate pie recipe that I make, that I've been working to perfect, my grandma's recipe. I decided I was going to make that into little tarts, into little tiny, I have a mini muffin pan. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to make the crust recipe, but I'm going to make individual crust using this mini muffin pan. I'm going to put a little bit of the chocolate custard in there, and then I'm going to put Italian meringue on top. And I'm going to blowtorch it to make it look nice and brown. And I did, and it worked great. But we just had a lot to do. Mark was running around. I had to set up the Nintendo Switch. I had to set up the Bartesian downstairs. I had to set up the popcorn maker downstairs. We had to finish setting up the kids' room. I needed to wash off the outdoor furniture and getting, you know, the pollen and dust off of that and sweep the... There was so much to do. We did it all. Got it all done. Everyone came over. It was a success. And, you know, so, but we were so, both of us were standing on our feet the entire day. And so our feet were, by the time the party was over, both of our feet were hurting. And Mark never complains about his feet hurting. But my feet, man, my heels were hurting so bad. I thought, oh, it's just because I'm old. And he said his feet were hurting, his legs were hurting, and everyone was having such a good time. The Bartesian went over so well because I think I had told you guys, but guys, I bought way too many pods for the Bartesian. And so, I decided I was going to tell everyone about it and have them use it because I needed to get rid of pods. And it was fantastic. The only thing is most of my pods take vodka and I didn't think about that. And so I ended up almost running out of vodka. I only had maybe 1 ounce of vodka left by the time the party was over. But everyone was having such a good time, I guess, that they didn't leave very early. They didn't end up leaving. And you know, again, it's not a wild party. So it's not, these are families. They have their children there. You know, it's not like these parties go until 2 or 3 in the morning. They left about 11. But anyway, it was a success and we were both really tired. And on Sunday, we didn't feel like doing anything. I went to church and played my trumpet in church and, you know, did that. He went to his church. We came home. We ate pretty much, I believe we ate leftovers and just hung out at home all day. We didn't even go do our walk because we were just so tired. All right, well, we have some more voicemails for this contest, I assume. So let's have a listen.
Hello, Adam. This is Mel, also known as Librarian on Discord.
Hey.
I hope that you're doing well, TGIF. So I'm submitting a potential name for your employer. And I had a few, but I've narrowed it down to one. And we know that your love of audio, podcasting, and radio. So how about the radio station?
Ah.
You know, I was at the radio station today. Anyway, I look forward to hearing who you choose. And choose it for yourself because we just listen. Have a great day, Adam.
5 days a week. Thanks for the call, Mel. I think I've said this before, but I really like your voice. You remind me of, and I've probably said this already before as well, and if I had an intern, maybe the intern would have taken notes and I would have a database of everything I've said, but I don't, so I may be repeating something here. You kind of remind me, though, of the Saturday Night Live skit where they talk about, I can't even remember, Molly Shannon and somebody else, and they've got a radio show, but it's like at a farmer's market or something. And they're talking about cupcakes. And she says, Oh, I don't even remember, but they're very calm. Like, they're very calm. Anyway, I love your voice. I know you do some podcasting stuff for work, but I mean, if you ever start a personal podcast, let me know. I will listen to it. But I like your idea. Thank you for the idea. All right, let's see. We have another one.
Hey, Adam, it's Baron Frosty.
Hey.
And sorry, there's somebody mowing the lawn outside my window.
Oh,
if it's
me
noisy.
Too.
My entry for the workplace name contest is Melon Patch. I can't believe somebody hasn't
Melon,
thought of that already.
How dare you?
But I think Melon Patch is the clear winner. It's funny. It relates to you. It has some historical significance that we won't mention on this family channel. And it's easy to say and remember. So that's my entry. Give it a whirl. Run it through the Wurlitzer or whatever. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Well, thanks for calling, Baron. It's always an honor to have you call. We do have a couple more, but I'm going to string these out because you know what? It gives me content. And we all love content, right? And so I'm going to string them out. So I'll just, you know, continue on for another minute here, just rambling. So we and Baron, I entered your name in the hat. So on Sunday, like I said, we just kind of, both of us, our legs were hurting. Our feet were hurting. I had to take aspirin, like Tylenol or whatever. All these comedians, I've been watching this, and I said this, but Dry Bar. Look on YouTube for Dry Bar. It's kind of crazy because, I mean, they're produced, I think, by this VidAngel company that's like a Mormon, you know, company. I don't know if they're produced by them, but I think they're somehow tangentially related. And so there's like no cussing, no sex, no, you know, whatever. But they're still really funny. Anyway, I've been listening to a lot of those, and they talk about aging. Anyone that's over 30 talks about being old and aging, and especially the 40-somethings when they're talking about stuff that starts happening, like pains and stuff. I'm like, oh my God, yes, I identify with that. Preach it. It's happening to me. I'm getting crepey skin as well. I mentioned that one on Mix Minus, so you guys are going to have to go listen to Friday night's episode of Mix Minus to hear all about my crepey skin and how I want to solve it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. Geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.